Forward. I have wrestled with ambition my whole life. Maybe you have too. How much do I strive? How much do I surrender? Do I hustle, or do I let go and let God, as the framed Hobby Lobby art above my parents' toilet reads? These questions aren't just theoretical for me. They have shaped my journey, especially in ministry. On one hand, I want to give everything I have to God's work. I want to maximize my gifts, my time, my impact. On the other hand, I know striving apart from God's power is not just exhausting, it's dangerous. It leads to pride, burnout, and an identity tangled in what I do instead of who I am in Christ. That's why this book matters. I met Ruslan because we did a podcast together. I drove to the middle of a neighborhood, pulled up to an unassuming house, and waited for him to appear. When he came out, we didn't walk through the front door. Instead, we went around back to his studio, a creative command center where he cooks, as the cool kids say. What I saw there left an impression on me. Ruslan is a worker, not just any worker, a relentless, strategic, thoughtful worker. He has a team helping him produce a video podcast that would make any major news network jealous. He understands algorithms, live editing, and digital engagement at a genius level. But underneath all that, there's something even more important. A man who loves God and His Word and cares deeply about reaching people with the truth. Ruslan's work ethic isn't about chasing fame or clout. It's about something much deeper. It's about why he works in the first place. That's a question all of us have to ask ourselves. What's our why? What's driving us? Is it success, status, influence? If our ambition is fueled by a need to prove ourselves or build our own kingdom, it will eventually leave us empty. But when our why is anchored in something greater, when our motive is to glorify God and steward what He's entrusted to us, our ambition has eternal significance. Ruslan understands this at a deep level. He doesn't just create content for clicks. He creates with conviction. He doesn't just chase trends. He discerns the times. I observed this firsthand as we recorded the podcast and then drove around together afterward. I was struck by how well connected and well informed he is, not just in digital media, but in the subculture of hip hop. He's an expert. He knows the history, the artists, the movement shaping culture today. He understands the beats that people move to and the deeper narrative shaping their worldview. And yet, he isn't just immersed in culture. He's engaging it, speaking into it, calling people towards something higher. I think about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands just as we told you. This is one of those verses we don't talk about enough. We live in a world that celebrates hustle culture, yet Scripture calls us to a different kind of ambition, one marked by diligence, wisdom, and a life so faithful that it speaks for itself. This book makes that come alive. Ruslan has put words to a tension we all feel, but often struggle to resolve. He shows that godly ambition isn't about chasing success at the expense of our souls, nor is it about passively waiting for God to do all the work. It's about walking the narrow path between faith and action, dependence and diligence, humility and hunger. You hold in your hands a guide for that journey. As you read these pages, I pray that you find clarity and conviction about what it means to work hard for the right reasons. That you'll step into your calling with purpose, not pressure. That you'll learn to strive in a way that honors God, where your ambition isn't about building your kingdom, but His. And when you're finished, I hope you won't just think differently. I hope you'll live differently, because godly ambition doesn't just shape careers, it shapes legacies. J.P. Pakluda, lead pastor of Harris Creek Baptist Church, best-selling author and host of the Becoming Something podcast.
Introduction. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Charles Dickens wrote in A Tale of Two Cities. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. If this doesn't capture the era we currently live in,